Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.36, it's good morning to Darren.
Audrey, there's only one place to start this morning. Cork GAA and this ongoing debate over the sponsorship of Páirc Uí Chaoimh Stadium. Well, there was a meeting last night, a county board meeting last night with delegates, and the decision has been made to delay this partnership with SuperValue. The agreement would have seen the stadium rebranded as SuperValue Páirc. Cork GAA, of course, has debts of over €30 million, and this deal would have been a reported €250,000 a season. So I think we're just in a holding pattern at the minute. They issued a statement last night and they said negotiations with the retail brand were ongoing. Now, coming up later, we have an interview with the CEO of Cork GAA, Kevin O'Donovan. But right now, let's hear from some of those delegates who attended the meeting last night. Marty Morrissey got reaction to this latest news.
No decision, not ongoing negotiations.
And were you surprised at that? Because the feeling was that the county board delegates were going to decide tonight.
But it was on the agenda for tonight. Yeah. So we expected that there would be some proposal, but obviously maybe there was a change of plan, you know.
I suppose the last 24 hours might have changed people's minds as well, in the sense that maybe they needed to go back to the drawing board.
Two parties, I'm sure, probably had to go back to the drawing board. Yeah, you know, maybe there was a plan in place and they may have to go back and revisit it, no. So we'll wait and see for the next meeting.
What do you think of what happened tonight?
We'll just have to wait and see. The right decision has been taken, I think.
Which is?
Which is that their negotiations are ongoing and they'll come to the right decision in the end, I think.
There's something happening, obviously, in the background, but look, we'll be told. In fairness, I suppose, to Cork County Board, with delegates of ourselves, they've always been transparent, and that's one thing I have to say about the board. They are transparent about it.
There you go. The latest
that
from the
Lee
side.
The most Cork thing ever. No story for you, boy.
I have to say, in all my years doing this programme, and of all the stories we've covered, the backlash yesterday, we were covering this yesterday morning, obviously, with Marty, but the backlash during the day was phenomenal, wasn't it? You know, everyone rowing in, even the Taoiseach, or the Taoiseach, but incredible stuff. And more on that a little bit later on as well. The Irish women's hockey team beat South Korea to reach the semi-final of the Olympic qualifier. The Irish 3-1 winners in Valencia. So next up for them, a meeting against Spain in the last four. Qualification now very, very close. More detail on this a little bit later on. The Irish men are also in action today, and they too can reach the semi-finals if they don't lose to Japan. Andy Farrell will name his squad for the forthcoming Six Nations this afternoon. Expected he'll also confirm his new captain. The Irish team opened their campaign away to France on Friday the 2nd of February. The under-20s squad was named yesterday. The age grade, this age grade has won back-to-back Grand Slam, so a pretty hard act to follow, but only four of the players from last season are underage again this time around. So Richie Murphy has drafted in 28 new names. He's been speaking to Michael Corcoran.
There's a little bit of a weight of expectation as well for them within that. You know, they have to come in, they have to be their own team. We've different strengths this year than we had last year. So we have to make sure that we, although we want to play a game that suits Irish rugby, we also want to try and fit our game plan to the team that we have this year. And so far, the lads have been really good, really enthusiastic, working really hard, and you can definitely see that they're looking forward to their opportunity to sort of have a crack at the Six Nations.
It's a big challenge for everybody, isn't it? I mean, you're happy that this present group that you have, they're going to embrace the challenge that's coming over the next while.
Absolutely, from day one, when we walked into the room and looked around the room, you could feel the electricity and the tension, and these guys really want to take their shot. So they feel, obviously, looking to the teams that have gone previous, they feel, you know, there's a challenge being laid down, and we'll be hoping that these guys rise to that challenge.
Back with more later.